Are you someone that loves to have content for your audience to consume, but maybe not like the preparing content part so much? For whatever reason, maybe it's because you don't have a streamlined process and it takes forever. Trust me, I know what that feels like. So maybe you might enjoy it a little bit more if the process wasn't so time-consuming, because you think of other tasks that are way more enjoyable to do, or you can think of many other things that you enjoy doing rather than creating content. So today I'm equipping you with six important steps to include in your content workflow: how to plan your keywords, title dump brainstorming, scheduling, editing and publishing your content writing sequence, content tasks, and creating templates. And today you're going to be walking away with the specific workflow that I use that's the most time efficient. You're going to need a notebook and pen for this episode, friends. So let's jump in. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems, and optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of mompreneurs who want to grow their visibility and website traffic using SEO and keywords? We have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to effectively optimize your content and website copywriting. We also have weekly accountability and support threads. And I'd love for you to join and be part of the community. And you can request to join at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Today, my friend, is all about Google Sheets and Docs for easy content creation. I know how chaotic and all over the place it feels like growing an audience, and you're trying to be as organized with content creation as possible. But being organized is really hard when you don't exactly have an idea when something's new and all the steps that are involved, so you have to learn as you go. But this is the perfect learning opportunity to develop a really good, streamlined, and organized process that works for you, so you don't feel so lost when it comes to creating and optimizing content. Content creation at the beginning for me literally took me all day and then some. And I researched and researched, feeling like I didn't even have a system and wasn't getting specific answers from, you know, good old Google or even Pinterest. And when I decided to work on something, I was so lost, I didn't know what to do first. When content creation was new for me, I missed a lot of steps because I was completely unaware of what all went into creating extremely optimized and valuable content. And at best, Google answered the most basic questions I had when it came to creating content. It didn't seem like it was that long ago, but even in 2017 and 18, information at that time seemed very limited on blog content and how to optimize content to grow your audience. I wasn't planning ahead because I didn't know what to plan ahead for. I didn't understand how to write, plan, and create the blog content. I didn't know where to put the keywords on any page of my website at all, much less which specific keywords to use inside of my content. I was winging it. I didn't even know how to search for keywords or knew what easy to rank for meant. My questions were at the time was, what is SEO? How does it benefit me? And how do I use it? And What's the difference between paid and organic traffic? Which do I need? Which is better? So I thought, well, if I type it into Google, it must be what someone wants to read. That's how lost I was with creating content. And the most important part of the whole thing that I missed, and to this day, I remember researching, is in order to create quality content, you must know your ideal reader. And even reading that, I still skipped that step. And I can laugh about it now, but no wonder why no one wanted to read my content. It was boring. So if you want to create high quality, results-driven content, you have to know who your ideal reader is. A lesson learned the hard way, friends. If you're at step five and you're going in circles asking yourself, what kind of content do I create and for who? You need to go back to step one and start over. This is the most crucial thing that you can do for your business. It is to know who you are serving, what they need and why, and how you are going to deliver that to them. And next is to create a simple workflow that eliminates the confusion about what you should be working on and in what order, because it's planned ahead and your workflow is automated. And what I mean by automated is that your workflow is notifying you of what to work on and when things are due and what's coming up. That's my style of workflow. It also eliminates the need to constantly think about what's next and give our brain a rest, because I think that's very important for our brain to rest from all of that. And having a streamlined and automated workflow allows you the ability to show up consistently. You don't feel so overwhelmed and burned out. So I'm covering 6 important steps of what goes into creating content and the content creation method that I use that is simple and makes content planning time efficient. So number one is to plan your keywords. So doing this has been such a time saver for me. I don't have to go and research keywords at the last minute when I'm trying to focus on specifically writing my content. It's just a major distraction. So anything that I can eliminate researching so I can just mainly focus on writing extremely valuable content, I do, and I plan ahead of time. So to research and plan your keywords means to have a Google sheet of on-topic, specifically researched SEO keywords. So to create, you want to create topic categories inside of your Google sheet and research low competitive keywords and phrases. You want to make sure to make note of the search volume and the SEO score, because that's, you want to remember those important things, particularly with that phrase or the keyword. So just note that these numbers will fluctuate, so just keep in mind that you'll want to update them every so often. You can research a bucket full of keywords as you can, or just copy and paste them into your Google sheet under the corresponding category. And you could start with maybe 10 for each category. And it really depends on how far in advance that you like to plan ahead. And we obviously don't want to plan too far ahead, because like I said, the numbers do change over time. So you'll end up having to go back and check to see if it's higher in competitive or lower. Number two is to title dump brainstorm. So creating temporary titles for content will help you to remember what you are going to cover inside of your content. And it also gives you time to create a really juicy title that gets attention. Aside from creating quality content, your title has to grab the attention of your reader. You really want to create curiosity inside of just your title so your reader sees it and wants to read more. So again, using Google Sheets, create categories with your subtopics and add your titles in. And you can even add a short description of what your content's about, along with potential keyword usage. Or you can also write like a one-liner blurb about the content or something like that. And as you think about that particular piece of content and you get ideas about what to add, you can add that to the column that your title's under. Number three is to scheduling, editing, and publishing your content. So you want to make your writing day different than your editing and publishing day. Don't edit your content the same day that you write. You won't catch the mistakes right after you write. And not only that, you might think of something even more juicy or valuable to include in your content when you're revising. Sometimes it feels like a lot of pressure to write content because you want to make it the most valuable piece your audience will come across, because you want it to be the main source and the main go-to for them. And you want your content to connect and solve. So you're kind of doing double duty when you're writing for your ideal reader. Always write your content somewhere other than inside of your website. Whether it's a Google Doc, Word, whatever you use, always save a copy of your content somewhere else other than your website. So you pick a day to write and a day to edit and publish. I know that it might sound like a lot of time dedicated to content, but it really isn't. Because once you have your content written and edited, you get to copy and paste with other minor tasks, and it frees up so much more time doing it that way. Copy and paste is your friend. So the more that you've written, the easier and faster it is to just copy, paste, and publish. The schedule I find that works best for me is I start writing my content outline on Friday, and then I edit and prep my content inside of my website on Monday, along with the other minor tasks. And more on that in a minute. The more familiar that you get with your workflow and writing the content, the faster and more simple it will get over time. You'll be a pro at it. Number four is content writing sequence. So you want to focus on writing the outcome for your content first before the rest of your content. If you're having issues, maybe you realize that when you do this, your why gets to be a little bit more clear so that it helps you write the rest of your content. Your focus for mostly any content that you write is problem-solving content. That's the main goal. If you're like me, it might be hard to come up with an ice-breaking sentence. You know, you're staring at the cursor on the screen and nothing's coming to mind. I do that a lot. Especially when it comes to writing the first paragraph to your content. It's just, you draw a big, huge blank. And the one thing you most likely won't struggle with for the whole content piece is the outcome that you're writing about. The outcome is simple, should be simple, because we know all about how to solve that and write about it. So no matter how many steps is involved, so clearly state the problem. Describe the problem and the issue that your ideal reader faces. And this is the connect and the relate point that you want to include inside of your content. This is how we connect with our ideal reader. Then you state the solution in a very detailed, specific way. Get as detailed as you can, whether you're listing steps or just a couple paragraphs. And then answer what the solution is going to provide if they do it. So why this solution? Number five is content tasks. So two words, time saver. We as business owners are trying to be more productive and smart with our time. Templates, titles, and descriptions can be such a time suck when you're trying to do these things at the last minute or on your publishing or marketing day, whatever you call it. And you don't realize the time that you'd actually be saving if your titles and your descriptions and your graphics were created ahead of time. Realistically, you're saving yourself, seriously, about 4 to 6 hours worth of work. And when you're able to just copy, paste, and schedule, it cuts that time in half, friend. Seriously, no joke. You can refer to your content to create these pins. Just make sure that your keywords are in the descriptions. For each piece of content, you know you need to create a meta description. So it makes sense to do that as you're creating your content. and 3 to 4 alternative titles for pins if you're using Pinterest, and 2 alternate pin descriptions for content. And you can refer to your content to create these pins. Just make sure your keywords are in the descriptions. And that's what counts the most when it comes to creating Pinterest descriptions, are those keywords. And 6, have branded and non-branded pre-made templates ready. I say branded and non-branded because if you use social media, you want to create brand awareness. So staying on brand is very important because you want people to recognize your brand when they see it. So with Pinterest, it takes testing and tweaking your pins to find out which style is going to get the most engagement. So you're not just looking for impressions. You want people engaging with your pins. So you try your branded pins and also try non-branded, you know, bold, different styles. You don't want your pins looking like all the other ones because they'll just blend in. The trick is to get them to stand out. And chances are, non-branded is going to be what stands out, at least on Pinterest. So inside of Canva, create a bundle of branded and non-branded graphic templates to use separately. And copy the graphic that you're going to use and edit the photo and title. And you can choose to create your graphics on the day you edit or the day you publish. But the process is so much faster when you have pre-made templates, and the only thing that you have to do is update the picture and title. So there you have it. 6 steps to create a productive, time-efficient workflow. So we're going to recap those 6 steps. So 1 is to plan your keywords. 2, brainstorm title ideas and create title placeholders for your content. 3, make your writing day different than your editing and publishing day. 4, write the outcome of your content first. 5, create titles and descriptions after your content is finished. And 6, have branded and non-branded graphic templates ready and handy to use. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode, and I will meet you back here next week. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.